Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast. You know, I'm reminded of a very popular saying that is attributed to Neil Armstrong, a quote indeed, one small step for a man, one giant leap for a mankind. So I'm wondering if, turning an investor from a saver is a question of that one small step, or is it like a quantum leap that is really required? The idea of savings is, of course, something that we are all quite familiar with. And the idea that transforming your savings into a substantial sum could help you achieve your life's aspirations, like, for example, paying for your daughter's postgraduate education or purchasing a nice, four-bedroom duplex somewhere in some fancy location. So let's catch up with our expert today. Our guest is Bharat Bagla. He's a financial expert with Bees Network, and we're going to get busy bee with him over here getting answers to all kinds of questions around savings. Now, Bharat is also chief dreamer at Bees Network, and he believes that savings are extremely important and that going from a saver to an investor really opens up the world for the average person. So let's double click on these ideas and concepts. Thank you so much to the chief dreamer, Bharat Bagla. Welcome to the MoneyWise podcast, and how are you today?
Thank you, Sheetal. Thank you so much for the amazing introduction, and I wish good luck and good health to all the listeners here.
Thank you so much, Bharat. And I'm wondering, what is that one dream that you saw in your own life turn from dream to reality on account of the saving to investment journey that you undertook? One dream.
The one dream that I saw is going to turn true in a couple of months. 18 years back, I had my first daughter, and when she was born, I had aspired that she'll go for an undergraduate course in America. God willing, in August, she'll be in America pursuing that course.
Wonderful. So we have an example. I actually use that as an example, not knowing, Bharat, that you'd give me the exact same.
Absolutely. When you were saying that, I was like, oh my God, she read it out of my mind.
So let's ask you that fundamental question. What is the importance of saving? Because this is something that we're all familiar with. We've all had these piggy banks made out of, at first, terracotta, and then it's moved to more fancier things. What must one know about the old way of saving and the new approach or modern day approach to savings?
So before we can get into the specific of savings of old ways and new ways, we need to realize and keep this in mind that the entire world has changed. Today, our aspirations have changed. It's no longer the same as that of our parents. Affordability has changed. And the way forward is all about the new normal. Accordingly, we need to also reinvent the ways and means of our savings. Gone are the days when simple bank FDRs used to give high returns, and that alone would suffice. The inflation today is at levels which is catapulting our expenses into different orbit every 5 years.
Right.
Various regulators around us may talk about numbers that could just be numbers, but in real sense, when you look at the purchasing power of money or the cost of services and goods that we have to consume, it's not in sync with the numbers that we see on data sheets. And then the options that to save have changed and evolved. So maybe 50 years back, the kind of instruments that were available for my grandparents to invest in was limited. Today, the instruments that we have is obviously far more, and so on and so forth. So just to give an example, today we have so many different types of mutual funds to choose from. It's not funny at all.
I must go back to this quote by Benjamin Franklin way back in the 18th century. He said that money makes money, and the money that money makes, makes money. Now, in this whole bhulaiya, how does one turn from a saver to an investor?
So to start with, let us understand what is the difference between a saver and an investor. What my observation after being more than two decades in this profession is that almost every person is a saver, but not everybody is an investor. So putting your savings into efficiency is what converts a saver into an investor.
Right.
So we saw the first step of that happening when the demonetization happened. And we came across so many stories of women having piggy banks in their cupboards, families having hidden cash in their houses, in the ground, in the mattress, etc. So those were savings, but not investments. Mm-hmm. And demonetization forced this money to come out of the closet, to come out of the mattress, to come out of that rice jar, and eventually find a banking system or to find a smarter place to participate in the economic growth. So that was the first step which made people move from being a saver to an investor.
Absolutely.
Because now your savings have started to work for you. Albeit, okay, if somebody is not very efficient, he would have opted for just leaving the money in the savings account. It grows at 3-4%. at least it's growing. It's no longer physically lying static like in a piggy bank. From a saver, he's already become an investor. For somebody who's slightly smarter, he'll probably say, okay, now that the money has been put into the bank, let me make that convert that into a fixed deposit. So from a 3-4%, his money is now giving him maybe 6-7% type of a return. So he's getting a little more. And gradually, the smarter lot or the people who could get access to advice and guidance, they would put their money to better use, opt for mutual funds or look at other instruments and find ways to generate returns in excess of what everybody else would get. So that's typically what a saver and an investor is. When your money works for you, you are an investor. And when your money just remains, you are a saver. So everybody is saving. So even a daily wage worker, it may be earning 200 rupees, is saving 10 rupees a day or a 20 rupees a day. So all of them are saving, but we need to use that savings smartly and efficiently to become an investor.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
The origins of mutual funds lie in a financial crisis that occurred in the 18th century. The first modern investment funds, the precursor of today's mutual funds, were established in response to a financial crisis in 1772 that began in England and then spread to Scotland and the Dutch Republic. An Amsterdam-based businessman formed a trust named Unity Creates Strength to provide small investors an opportunity to diversify. Risk spreading was achieved by investing in Austria, Denmark, Germany, Spain, Sweden, Russia, and in colonial plantations in Central and South America. Mutual funds emerged gradually as merchants and brokers learned how to expand the range of investment opportunities to the general public.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Clearly, you know, investments obviously are made with a certain goal, a personal aspiration in mind. So do you recommend, do you have an approach, Bharat, that says if this is the kind of aspiration you had, then you're better off served by investing in this sort of an asset class? Do you have sort of a blueprint or is it not that simple?
So this is a very, very crucial part of this whole exercise. And as individuals, we all have to see that retirement day one day. Mm-hmm. Irrespective of what we do or how we do. But the problem is, we in India, in general, lack financial literacy amongst the people in mass.
Right.
And they themselves don't know what their targets or objectives are. So we have to eventually come down to a shorter way and a midway where we say, ki boss, let's start investing or saving as much as you can. And as we get onto this journey, we'll start putting goals in place.
What is the percentage, Bharat? Is there some such thing as 10% towards this, 20% towards that? Because I love this sort of a thing. If someone tells me this much of your salary, the money that comes into your account should go towards this, that makes my life a little bit better. That mattress suddenly feels a lot more comfortable.
Yes, there are mathematical ways to get into the savings ratio.
Right.
That whatever is your current earnings, that should be your return from your savings.
Okay.
So if let us say you are making 5 lakh rupees of annual income, then you should have enough savings to generate 5 lakh rupees of income for you.
Hmm.
That being the base to start with, the sooner we reach that threshold, the quicker we start on the journey. So let us say if the current return environment is going to give us 10% return. It's a hypothetical number for illustrative example. So that means if you are making 5 lakh rupees a year today, we need to save 50 lakh rupees so that that can generate 5 lakh rupees every year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the sooner we can achieve that 50 lakh rupees is when we can go into the level 2. Now, since you are already earning 5 lakh rupees a year, we cannot put 100% of that money into that savings because you need money to make your ends meet, for your housing, for your fooding, everything else, etc.
Right.
So whatever you can save out of it, let's say if you can save 1 lakh rupees a year, which is 20% or a little higher than that, it's going to take us some time to reach that 50 lakh level. So we need to keep pushing you. We need to keep prodding you and be with you to make sure that we don't lose sight of that goal, and consistency will take us there.
All right. And that is where financial expertise comes into play. That's what I'm hearing over here. You brought up mutual funds in your conversation sometime back, Bharat. So I want to focus on that as an area for all of our listeners to, you know, take something away from. What are the advantages of investing in mutual funds?
Okay, mutual funds are like vehicles, like cars. Each car has its own behavior. So you can expect to sit in a Fiat, which will take you from point A to point B in a particular manner. And then if you sit in a Ferrari, it'll take you from point A to point B in a different manner. All put together, mutual funds are also of different types. So there'll be A type of fund, which will behave in a different manner, a B type of fund, which will behave in a different manner. So the advantage of investing in mutual funds starts from there, that you get diversification, you get variety. It is managed by very, very skilled professionals. It gives you a huge amount of affordability and convenience, because one can invest very, very little amounts of 500 rupees also and participate in that. One does not need to invest like millions or lakhs, etc.
Right.
So that adds a lot of convenience to investors. And then it is very liquid. Investing in mutual funds does not lock your money up for years and decades. It's open-ended funds. One can get the money back whenever you want. Some funds give you liquidity in like 24 hours. And some funds would take maybe 2 or 3 days. But yes, all this comes at a very, very, very low cost. One can hire a portfolio manager at fancy fees, etc. But a mutual fund charges very, very low cost. And this whole process is so, so, so well regulated. SEBI is on the top of this whole exercise to make sure that people's money is not played around with. Not to forget the tax benefits also.
So portfolio diversification, you have liquidity, you have the fact that this is a regulated space, and so there is comfort with respect to, you know, your investments in mutual funds. And of course, the fact that there are tax benefits. So 4 big takeaways over here. So this path from savings to healthy investment, what are some of the key steps? If you were to give us step 1, 2, 3, how would you do that for us?
First, when somebody wants to move from a saver to an investor, the best is to first get yourself an advisor, get yourself a guide, get yourself somebody who can lead you and explain the process, the whole universe of savings and investments, to make it simpler and easy. And the individual can focus and continue to do best in what they do in their respective business or profession. So that's step one. Now, having found that best advisor, you can then follow what you are advised. Doing it on your own is a very dangerous space.
All right. That is as simple as it gets. Get yourself as an advisor and follow the advice. I love it already. Because simplicity, I think it would be the key in taking us from point A to B, from being savers to investors in this particular context. And that really brings me to the final question. I'm sure, having spent so much of time in this space, Bharat, you've got some learnings. And it would be great if you could share one or two of those pointers with respect to investment decisions with our listeners on MoneyWise today, or perhaps even mantras that you believe are of prime importance on this journey.
The learnings of the last 2 decades and beyond gives me a few takeaways. There is something called asset allocation. You need to keep a certain amount in certain place, and that can differ from person to person. And once you get that allocation right, then it takes away all the stress. Second is to get your expectations right. Where and what you are doing, you should know and understand what to expect. So if I'm going to sit in a ambassador car, I cannot expect it to be driven at 150 kilometers an hour. So get your expectation right. What kind of person you are, what is your temperament, what is the scheme designed for, get those in place. Then get your goals in place. Okay, what is that you want to achieve? So that, and every time you get closer to your goal, it becomes visible. Without a goal, it becomes a little playing in the dark. Stay with companies that have track record. It gives you that much more certainty of success. Not that new players are going to be bad, but companies with track record give you more certainty, more predictability. Of course, as you get into this process, you can keep experimenting, but having to choose from companies with track record is a safe mantra to be. And be agile, be adaptable, keep yourself mentally fit to change your course when the time comes. Like what happened in 2020, post when COVID hit us, it was something that nobody knew about it. Nobody could have planned for it and nobody could have thought of it. But we all had to change our ways and means to adapt to the new normal. So just like that, be agile, do that. And finally, time in the market is more important than timing the market. The longer your money works for you, the higher your goals go.
Fantastic. Time in the market is more important than timing the market. And there you go. We've got something that we're, I think, going to remember for the rest of our lives, Bharat, in addition to your pointers on these steps that will take us from being just mere savers to actually investors who are closer to our life's aspirations. Thank you so much for joining us today on the MoneyWise podcast.
Thank you, Sheetal. Thank you for having me over. And good luck to everybody. Thank you.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.